Mary Pinkus from NAIS, and today I'm speaking with Christopher Ward, who's a senior early leadership faculty member and project director at the Center for Creative Leadership. CCL is a leading global provider of leadership development. The organization's solutions are drawn from research and experience working with leaders at all levels. In particular, Chris focuses on advancing work with K-12 schools and school systems. Chris, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Ari.
I'd like you to start by describing the Center for Creative Leadership's unique model of leadership and why this model makes sense for the 21st century.
For us, leadership is less about a buzzword or the next cool trend. It's really about what gets things done, what develops impact, what helps people to really create dynamic results for their communities and really help their students to thrive. And so our model is a little bit of a twist that moves beyond the idea of leaders and followers, which is, of course, two important components of leadership. But what we want and what we see in the 21st century, in the new economy, in the new world, that there's a climate that really demands an interdependence between a lot of different people to get work done that's not necessarily always as clear-cut with who's leading, who's following, particularly in schools as students are developing. Colleagues are working together, and more so there's a need to create this egalitarian way of getting good work done. Our model is very simple. It is not easy, but it is simple. And we find that to be very important so that we actually have a chance of implementing it, right? So our model is unique because it's less about the people involved, whether you're a leader or a follower, and more about the outcomes of good leadership. And it identifies three outcomes for effective leadership. And those outcomes are direction, alignment, and commitment. And so what we're proposing is that leadership is really about creating shared direction. What are our goals? And are they clear to us? What is our vision? Do we all understand that? And if that outcome has been achieved, then that's one essential and important component for effective leadership to be happening, direction. So the second component is alignment. Alignment is about roles and responsibilities. And based on that vision, those shared goals, do we have clear roles and responsibilities set up for the team, the group, the community that's trying to move towards those goals? And if our roles and responsibilities, our resources that are available to us are clear to everyone in the collective, then we also have achieved the second outcome of effective leadership. And then lastly, of course, you can have all of the vision and shared goals and all of the resources and great responsibilities divided in the world, but if you're not committed to those things, nothing will happen. So the final outcome to have if you're going to have effective leadership is commitment, and that is managed over time. It's that energy unto those goals, the desire that anyone would have, and their ability to invest in the time, their gifts, the resources needed to really follow through on that day to day, week to week, sometimes year to year. So our model is really focused on the process of effective leadership. And I think it's uniquely important because increasingly in our world, speed of response and the ability to be agile with our learning and our decision making is essential. And so we can rely less upon expertise or individual contributors telling others what to do. We need to work with dispersed work teams. And that means oftentimes working with groups that there's no clear defined leader. There may be colleagues working together who are working in a very even level. And so working in a way that identifies the outcomes really takes away a power dynamic that can get in the way sometimes.
Thank you. Chris, can you give me an example of a challenge you've seen schools face using this model?
Sure, absolutely. You know, one that we've seen a number of times, I think, is common to school leadership is the challenge of bringing a dynamic board together in order to really work towards the important support and the outcomes that are needed for the school at that time or in that season. There's all kinds of challenges, of course, to that process that heads have dealt with for a long time and have gotten good at pieces of them and always feel developmental need around others, but certainly seen schools be able to use direction, alignment, and commitment to simplify how they bring their teams together. And so, for example, a board coming in, even on-ramping new board members, if you've clearly articulated your direction and the alignment that the board has with school leaders, what role the board plays and what role the school leaders play and how they interact, and then the commitment, why it's important, what's the rationale for this, what's the urgency for this work. If you've done that work and can pull it together and articulate it, write it down, it allows on-ramping to be really much, much easier because it very quickly orients your board members to what you're trying to accomplish. I think additionally, then it informs how you recruit board members, how board members are selected, how they come to be a part of it. And it creates really good alignment between why someone would be interested in being a part of the board and the real work that needs to be done. So on the front end, I think it sets things up for success in a really powerful way. And then in an ongoing sense, I think it generates the kind of clarity and ongoing fidelity to your goals and collaborative process that can really make a board effective. So, for example, in a capital campaign situation, what is it that we're trying to accomplish and why? What goals is this setting out to really move the needle on? And how do we create talking points for our board members and others who are going out and really communicating the vision in a way that is the same across stakeholders and to different community members? So it's a very strong coalesced message that's going out. And then it in a very simple way, it creates the kind of alignment in getting the work done between different people to clearly identify who the chairs of a campaign might be, who's playing different roles, and help keep attention on how's the commitment going with all the key stakeholders and in continuing. And so it brings clarity, it mobilizes people nicely, and I think it has the potential to create longitudinal integrity as well as board members move on and off if you are tracking your direction, alignment, and commitment well through different seasons. It allows you to kind of keep that line that otherwise you're purely relying on institutional memory and the overlap in members. So I think it really has brought value add to heads working with boards to keep a way of doing business over time that can be very helpful.
Great, thank you. I'd like you to take us inside your work with schools. For example, how do you prepare and what does the work entail? With whom are you working and how are you following up?
We really begin conversation with people and start the work and prepare for the work with a mindset that's most recently been described through design thinking. As we come in as truly very much partners in the work and we sit down together and go through a discovery phase where we say, what is it that you're interested in and why are we at the table together? What is your vision? What are your goals that are really compelling to you, that feel really juicy and important? And where is this Venn diagram of our expertise in leadership and our research and experience and training and development and coaching, where does that serve you well? And through that conversation, through data collection, through interviews, through focus groups, surveys, we right size it for the need of each school or community. But through that discovery process, we then are able to truly put our finger on what is it that we are looking for, what is the need, and what is the hope, and what is the vision. So we prepare with a lot of both data, asking really good questions, and establishing a partnership that is very equal at the table, listening carefully to one another, bringing our mutual assets. And then I think the work really that really sets up the work moving forward to be co-creative, to be collaborative, that we bring a set of tools, curriculum, we bring developmental lessons that span, from age 4 to age 18, as well as faculty development training and senior leader training, board training. We have a lot to offer, but would never assume that any of those solutions are the solution for every school. And I think then as we move forward, it's about building the capacity of a school to accomplish its goals. We aren't interested in necessarily working in perpetuity with every school. That's not our primary goal, though we love the ongoing relationships that we create. What we're really trying to accomplish is to build the capacity of each school to uniquely bring leadership development to their communities and provide whatever support we can to that process. And, you know, we work with all kinds of schools, from public schools to independent schools. We are increasingly working with systems. That's really the approach that we are taking on. So we can both do workshops and trainings that are single day, multi-day, half a day even. But increasingly, we're looking at some longitudinal systems approaches to change that we're finding great promise in. And lastly, I think the important thing to say is that we really do try to evaluate and assess constantly what we're doing and ask ourselves, is what we're doing working? What is it that would tell us we're accomplishing what we're seeking to accomplish? And so part of what the center brings to the table is a really robust evaluation team that serves all of our clients, from corporate clients to nonprofit clients to our school clients. And so we build evaluation plans and strategies that allow us to follow up the work, be it longitudinal and ongoing, or even just one-off training over a weekend. We follow it up with data and conversation to make sure that that learning and that development continue.
Great. Thank you so much for your time today, Chris.
It's really a pleasure, Ari. Thank you so much, and really excited to continue our conversation. Thank you.
This is Ari Pincus, and I've been talking with Christopher Ward, a senior early leadership faculty member and project director at the Center for Creative Leadership.